Thousands of people turned out to see Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump in Green Bay Monday night. Trump vowed to win Wisconsin in November and reiterated familiar promises to build a wall at the Mexican border and renegotiate trade deals. But Trump also rolled out something new, a package of ethics reforms designed to end government corruption. I'm Marty Michelson. Trump took the stage to chants of USA and lock her up in reference to his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Trump bashed Clinton for her ethics after WikiLeaks revealed a slew of hacked emails.
It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Trump then launched into his reforms. They include bringing back restrictions on lobbying for former government workers.
I'm going to reinstitute a 5-year ban on all executive branch officials lobbying the government for 5 years after they leave government service. Second, I'm going to ask Congress to institute its own 5-year ban on lobbying by former members of Congress and their staffs. It's enough.
Trump also blasted news outlets and reports from women accusing him of unwanted advances.
The media is trying to rig the election by giving credence, and this is so true, by giving credence to false stories that have no validity and make it a front page. They take a story with absolutely nothing that didn't exist, and they put it front page news because they want to poison the minds of the voters.
Several Wisconsin politicians addressed the crowd in the moments leading up to Trump's speech. Those include State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. He doubled down on comments he made on Twitter, calling for a popular revolt.
WikiLeaks has got to be envious with all the attention my tweets are getting. And I said the other day, maybe they should have started out each leak with this phrase. It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
One person who didn't appear with Trump is House Speaker Paul Ryan. Trump didn't mention the rift between the two. Ryan announced he wouldn't be campaigning with Trump after a video surfaced of the Republican nominee making lewd comments about women. Trump has appeared in Wisconsin several times in the past couple months, while Hillary Clinton hasn't been here since April. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.